What issues are you following right now in this time where, you know, it's, the legislature's not in session? What is something that you hope to focus on as you get closer to more of the campaign season?
Right. Well, there is a lot of the issues, you know, as far as commercial fishing. But, of course, you know, it's not just the commercial fishing. Commercial fishing is an important part as far as what's happening here in Petersburg and some in Sitka and throughout the district. Craig, you know, that is one thing that is an economic drive in these communities. But as previous campaigns, you know, there's the ferry system that's continuously needing more help and making sure that they're being represented as well so that we're getting solid traffic. I read in the Petersburg Pilot here the other day saying, in fact, it might have been this last paper, that this community had written to DOT saying, you know, that they would like to see more traffic. And the ferry system is something that's continuously talked about, something that we need. It's the lifeline, you know. But the other things that I'm looking at is, of course, there's a lot of talk about the oil tax and what the Parnell administration is doing with that. And, of course, that's very divided and a lot of campaigning, in a sense, going on as far as trying to have that repealed and getting it on the ballot, which that will be on that ballot. But, you know, and just working to figure out all the different things that are happening throughout the district.
Well, let me ask you about the oil tax. I know we've asked you before, and you kind of didn't really have a position at the time a little earlier, or didn't state a position on the oil tax one way or the other. In terms of repeal of the changes the legislature made, can you tell me at this point what you think needs to happen with that? Does it need to be repealed and reworked? Does it need to stay the way it is in terms of the dropping of the taxes on the oil companies?
The biggest thing that I see with this is that there does need to be something done. And listening to Representative Munoz,
Kathy Munoz of Juneau.
Correct. Hearing an interview that you did over Mayfest during that, and I believe that she said and did a very nice job as far as since her term and since she'd been elected, number one, this has been the one thing that had been on the top all the time between the ACES program and the Palin administration and now this referendum as far as what Governor Parnell wants to do. We are declining, and as she said, by 25% since she's been there. So we are going to have to figure out what are we going to do. Now, tax...
Meaning to prompt more oil production.
Absolutely, prompting more oil production and exploration. These things cost a lot of money. And as far as trying to get a solid answer to what are we going to do, sometimes tax breaks really do work. And if you look, even on a local level here in Petersburg, when we have a tax-free day, the businesses have said several times that, hey, this really works for us. It's an economic drive. We get a lot of customers coming in. More people are apt to be out shopping in your community. Is this the answer to do, and would a tax break actually prompt oil companies to get out there and actually do more exploration? Perhaps it would, and maybe that is the right direction to go. The other thing is, if this isn't the answer, and looking forward, I'm going to change things a little bit here, is what I'm not hearing is what happens the day that the oil actually truly just goes away. There's no more exploration. Oil is going to run out one day. And where are we going to go from there? I see things as far as hydroelectric energy in this community, you know, geothermal, different things that we could do. You know, what's the next step? Where are we going to move? And it's not so much in the past campaigns, there's been a lot of talk about, oh, we need to sell it to the grid. We need to get it out of this state. We need to harness hydroelectric and wheel it down and sell it to the lower 48. But that doesn't exactly, in my opinion, benefit everybody throughout the whole state of Alaska. And as a legislator, we do need to look at that. It's not just this district. I mean, we are there to help the people of Alaska, no matter where they live. And with Anchorage and the rail belt having problems, and they're trying to do their own hydro projects as far as just to sit in a dam and whatnot. Is this something that we can use money now while we are getting the oil money coming in, that we can look at other options as far as defining and trying to bulk up in renewable energy and actually put it north, you know, take a grid, put it throughout Southeast and
sell it to other parts of Alaska.
But keep it within Alaska, you know, help people here in Alaska that are going to need help. That will benefit Southeast Alaska.
Well, as you mentioned, something needed to be done with oil. Well, the legislature did pass the new regime for oil taxes and did essentially cut taxes substantially, mm-hmm. which, as the Parnell administration's own folks have estimated, will cost the state money in the short term anyway, at least billions of dollars. Do you support that? Did you support that? Are you going to vote to repeal or not to repeal that tax? That change in the tax.
You know, something needed to be done. I support and I agree with what the Parnell administration is trying to do. There needs to be a change. Is this the right change? I believe that it really may be.
So you don't want to see it repealed?
No, not at this time. But it's not anything that we can't go back and look and redesign again. Governor Palin had her idea. That went through. This administration isn't agreeing with that. Governor Parnell is believing that if we do these tax breaks, that this will actually help benefit everybody here in Alaska. But yeah, we're going to take a hit, and that's a hard one to take.